Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. It's the very exclusive Monday podcast. And if you're listening to this, that means you're a fan of our podcast. That means you know how to find it. You might be a daily downloader, or maybe just an occasional downloader. Maybe you like the Monday show, but you hate Clem and Kush. Maybe you like Two Live Jew. Maybe you like Flapping Gaps. Maybe you like this Monday show. I don't know. But we got 4 days for you to be some downloading motherfuckers.
Oh, it's gonna. It's all good. We're gonna make it happen. Not even sweating it.
Well, you're right. Maybe that's your. But I still am push.
Oh yeah, no. We have to push. It was a different kind of month because you were off a few days.
Which a lot. I was off more than I've ever been.
Yeah, and you were doing your thing, and there was a couple, like, a lot of the podcasts, I think, for a couple weeks didn't get promoted on Facebook, which is, 100,000 people there. So it was just a different kind of month. I think that we had a lot of unique stuff up there. There was two Flapping Gaps. I had a thing with Colton. I'm working on possibly doing something, before the end of this week to throw it up there. So I thought we had a lot of good stuff. It's just, there's only fucking 29 days this month.
Well, there's only 29 days, and I wasn't here for, quite a bit of them.
Yeah.
At one time, I had an entire week off, didn't I, Anna?
Yeah.
There were two shows.
2 days of February there, and then you took 4 extra days off of February because you were at the track, as we all did, and then it's just a short month.
Yeah.
So
But our podcasting numbers, I think, will end up trending where Seth and I want them. And but that was going to require you to download the next 4 days worth of shows, please.
Well, I mean, honestly, if you've missed anything over the last 4 years, just go ahead and just start listening to all those episodes nonstop. I mean, if we get two of you guys to listen to everything we have up there, we should be able to hit our goal, in no time.
Seth wants two of you to listen to all 937 episodes.
Well, I mean, let's just be honest. We got a lot of stuff up there, not just the last 2 days. It all counts.
But listen. I think we are getting, as I checked the stats this weekend, I think we're getting really close to our 1,000th episode, like maybe within 50 or so. And so I think when we hit, million plateaus, our next million plateau will be 7 million, which I think we're at 6.3. So we're probably a ways from that.
A few months.
But our next plateau would be our 1,000th, podcast.
Yeah.
So don't you think we maybe might want to have something, kind of something special for that or something?
Yeah, I think I should ride the fucking Sibian, my friend. I mean, let's get crazy. Is that too out of line? No,
you could do that, but you think Phoebe would really allow you to ride the Sibian?
What does she care?
I mean,
it's not going to be tickling her butthole.
Oh, okay. Wow. I didn't know you were in the getting my butthole.
He rides it backwards.
I didn't know if you were in the getting my butthole tickled business.
I don't know what I'm in, Bubba. I was just throwing out ideas. We can kind of riding the Sibian. We can kind of work back from there.
Okay. Well, let's have a meeting potentially.
Yes. Thank you.
About what we could do for our 1,000th, download.
All right.
I started to get into this into the other show, but I figured maybe we could talk about it here. I was watching this documentary yesterday about Kennedy, and I didn't, and I don't, and
which I'm, one?
John F. Kennedy.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. And I don't know if people realize how really good of a president he was. Like, he was a real, like, you know, he was Democrat, obviously. I don't judge him for being Republican.
For being in the wrong party.
No, for being one way or the other. Uh-oh. Like, if you just take his body of work and you take out his affiliation, it shouldn't even, you know.
I don't think people look at him as a Democrat. I think he's just, I mean, to me, he just has always been looked at as a president who got assassinated,
whacked,
who was hot, and fucked a lot, you know? I mean,
there,
like,
that,
I never thought of him. I didn't know if he was a Democrat or Republican until he just told me.
Well, he was a Democrat.
Hmm.
And he was
disgusting.
He was fucking kick ass.
Hell yeah.
He wanted world peace. He didn't want Vietnam. You know, he wanted civil rights. He was huge on some of the civil rights movement, and some of the civil rights advancements that we made were bills that were proposed by him. And he got, you know, and at this
well,
time,
his successor fucked everything up. So you can thank LBJ for all the problems that the black community
in
has.
In 1963, well, 1962, 1963, like, he had bills that were in both sides of the House and the, you know, he had bills that were saying, you know, equality with regards to African Americans should be able to go to the same restaurant, you know, the same drinking fountain, the same public transportation, the same hotel. Like, they had to lay it all out because
they should be able to fuck.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah,
BBC
they should be
friendly.
Able to do all this.
Yeah.
And they weren't allowed to. And so then he was trending. When he got assassinated, it's because it was a year before the election, exactly a year. And his poll numbers and all of his advisors were telling him, we're getting our ass kicked in the South because all of these white fucking racist people don't want African-Americans to have the same rights that they do.
Well, you got to think the Southern Democrats were the party of the KKK. So a lot of the black people did not vote Democrat.
So he was, you know, all about, no, motherfucker, I need to get. And so when he first came to Florida before, he was supposed to originally, supposed to get whacked. He was supposed to get whacked here.
Yeah, we have the Big Road Kennedy here,
right.
I think, after him.
So he was supposed to get whacked here by Santos Trafficante and his boys.
Mm.
And instead he got whacked in Dallas. Which hard telling which boys did it there?
Probably Stein's ancestors.
Well, you got to think it was a the communist. What's his name was a sympathizer. Who remember? You got to think John F. Kennedy. Well, no, because John F. Kennedy did the Bay of Pigs invasion in Cuba, and Cuba was very wary that we were going to attack again. Don't forget that Russia sent a shit ton of nuclear missiles over to Cuba.
The Bay of Pigs.
That's when they got, like, you know, kind of kicked out of there, but the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Bubba, I only want to hear my history from Lummy from now on, if that's okay.
But you got to think about the communists.
No, I'm thinking about it. No, you're challenging me. I love it. I love hearing that shit from you. Showing a whole other side. Bay of Pigs. Bubba didn't know about that shit.
Well, now, hold on now. Also, I heard Lummy. I've been, you know, doing. I love watching and these history. I love watching
that one channel. WHC.
Yeah, A or World A.
History. AMC. AMC. Yeah.
So supposedly,
yeah, you know me.
Now supposedly, and you guys can Google this or not. This is something I thought I heard.
Man, I wish football was back.
Is that he was?
Now you know how I feel.
Is it Kennedy? No, Lummy. Anna, this should be right down your fucking alley. This
is. I
didn't say cards, bitch.
You meant it. I know. I can read between the lines.
With football comes the cards.
Yes,
say it,
exactly.
Anna.
With football comes all the fucking stupid cards. I mean, lovely cards.
So we got to talk about the De Los Santos boys that almost killed JFK down here.
So much better, Bubba. Continue.
No, so hold on. Supposedly, let me look this up.
Yep.
Is that he wanted to disband the CIA. He thought the CIA was already being weaponized, you know, and so he wanted to disband the CIA. And supposedly he told the CIA he wanted to disband them. And there's a lot of conspiracy people.
Let me guess,
think,
they didn't like that very much.
Well, a lot of conspiracy people say that when the mob went to the CIA and be like, they're like, yeah, fuck yeah, we want to get this guy out here because he's already trying to get rid of us.
I mean, what the CIA do, like a poison job or something?
Yeah, MK Ultra, bitch. They think that Lee Harvey Oswald was a part of that, and you know what? I will never fucking know. But I think that's probably fair game.
What I guess he said is he wanted to splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it into the wind.
Well, yeah. Tell us how you really feel, Kennedy.
So hold on, but you tell the largest, shadiest, covert fucking wing of the government, you tell them that you want to splinter them to a million pieces, basically dismantling them. If you're going to do that as the president, I think you got to do that just like one day without them knowing about it, because if they know about it, they're going to fucking kill you.
What he was so mad about was that he thought the CIA set him up for failure with the Bay of Pigs. It made him look bad because they really wanted him to get into Vietnam.
Well, because they gave him flawed intel
exactly.
of Cuba, and that they had these missile silos when they really didn't.
Yeah, and so he was pissed
so
off.
So
he goes
and sets up these big fucking warships into the Bay of Pigs. So and the Russians were supposedly bringing some warships, and we were on the verge of having a fucking real situation.
Well, but before that, the CIA because they sent eight B-26 bombers from Nicaragua to the Cuban airfields to bomb the Cuban airfields, and they sent 1,500 like Cuban exile military, and they like pretty much I think 114 got killed. And then the other 1,100 got captured, and then there were some other missing ones. And JFK blames the CIA, said that they did this, so it made him look weak.
Anyway, there's a huge...
Wait!
What?
Do you remember Operation Northwoods? The proposed false flag terrorism that the CIA proposed that they would commit against Americans so that they would want to go to war against Cuba?
No, was that all I learned?
Yes!
That was that part of that?
Yes, Operation Northwoods. It was a false flag operation that originated within the U.S. Department of Defense and the U.S. government. The proposal called for CIA operatives to both stage and commit acts of terrorism against American military and civilian targets, blaming them on the Cuban government, and would be used to justify war against Cuba. That was put on his desk, and he said, fuck that.
Because that was after the Bay of Pigs, so he was so mad at the CIA.
Right. So when you're a president and you're going to break up the CIA, and the CIA are the sneakiest motherfuckers they are, and they want to keep their gig, don't think they probably don't have some kind of say in killing you, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to break up the CIA, I think you just walk into the CIA office with your boys and say, we're done. We're done here. Broke up. So anyway, I've watched a bunch of this Kennedy shit, some of which I didn't know, and he was a pretty good fucking president. And I can see why we killed him now. Lee Harvey Oswald, some dude that was, you know, five football fields away, was an alumni, was in the military, got thrown out for being bad, and he was a horrible shot. Wasn't even an expert marksman. Was a horrible shot.
Well, he was a sniper. He was a sniper in there.
And with a mail order gun from Sears or some bullshit, didn't fucking kill John F. Kennedy. I'm just telling you that right now.
Oh, my God. There was a second shooter?
Or third? I don't know.
Is this another thing like the fucking 9/11? Like it was an inside job.
It was just something I watched, I don't know who killed him.
Was 9/11 an inside job?
No, I don't think 9/11.
I don't think it was
inside.
An inside job, but it was definitely a failure on the part of the CIA and the FBI for not catching it, and perhaps some people think that they turned a blind eye on purpose.
I don't think it was an inside job, Seth. I think they caught us sleeping.
Are you familiar with Tower 7?
Oh yeah, it didn't melt. It didn't have the kind of metal, right? The melt
some sort of.
Actually,
it's like self demolition.
Actually, it was
controlled demolition.
It was a perfect the Building 7 conspiracy theory. Let me just tell you what I know about it, and you tell me how wrong or right I am.
I honestly don't know much about it.
Bullshit.
No, you're far more well read on it than I am. Here's all that I know about Building 7, and you can tell me if I'm kind of right.
Yeah,
Building 7 was a building that was right by maybe even in between the Twin Towers. The Twin Towers had a bunch of little adjacent buildings that built up that whole block. And the two big Twin Towers were the two big, you know, big, big, huge ones. But there were other buildings around in that area.
Correct.
And as the Twin Towers were collapsing, Building 7 was okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was getting rubble on it, and it probably was going to end up, you know, maybe getting some damage. But, it didn't need to be blown up.
Yeah.
Strategically for anything as far as the way the structures are following, or anything like that. But there was an order given down from somebody to what they call pull Building 7, which means we blew it up intentionally. We did. It didn't blow up by an act of terrorism or the building falling down on top of it. We blew it up on our own.
Well, I don't know what you mean by we, but yes.
Somebody,
unrelated to the attack.
Human-related act blew up.
People say it looked like controlled demolition.
Right.
Like someone planted a bomb or something.
Now have you read further into who that may be? Why it may? Because now, am I kind of?
No,
kinda,
it's been,
am,
and it's been a while since I've read or watched the. Did you ever watch Loose Change?
No. Yes, I did.
I mean, there's been many iterations of it. It's been a while since I've seen that sort of stuff, but that's pretty much everything I know about it, which is not much.
Is kind of what I know about it.
The big thing is what they think is because the CIA and the IRS and the FBI, I believe it was the FBI, had a offices in the building, and then there was vacant offices in the 14th, I think in the 15th, and... they think like the night before they were setting like bombs off of the 14th floor, 15th floor, whatever it was.
Oh.
Because they were vacant. Because the CIA, I believed it was on the 25th floor. Yeah. And there's some bank and the IRS, and they were trying to get rid of some stuff.
Sorry. Did you see on September 10th, 2001, Donald Rumsfeld was taped talking about how they were missing a bunch of files in the Defense Department at the Pentagon, and they couldn't find where they had like misplaced or mismanaged like $2 trillion, something fucking crazy. And then when the plane hit the Pentagon, it blew up exactly where those files would have been held. I gotta find you this clip. I'll find it for you. Donald Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense under Bush.
Perfect.
We're in deep, man.
We're so deep that I put my ass to sleep.
That's right.
Hey, listen, you didn't get a chance to hear, Seth, our announcement I had with Shannon Burke earlier today. And that is we are, as of Monday, going to have a 50,000-watt FM radio station in Orlando on 103.1 that's going to be going head-to-head versus the 31-year, very, very much their prized shiny object, their big FM talk, iHeart's most successful, longest-tenured FM talker in their entire roster is WTKS in Orlando. That's, you know, now they've had, you know, obviously WEBN in Cincinnati, and they've had WLW, but those are all WLW is AM. They've had 970 FLA in Tampa AM. But as far as FM talk, which you Seth, as a radio historian, know that FM talk in itself is rare. It's very rare.
Oh yeah.
And they were the kind of WTKS 104.1 WTKS. It was one of the very first FM talk station, you know, franchises in America.
That was the one Jim Phillips was on, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
And Monsters of the Midday, and Russ Now is Monsters of the Morning, and the News Junkie, and Drew Garabo started on WTKS. Soul Brother Kevin started on WTKS.
Yeah. Drew was fucking mad that he couldn't get out of night, so then he motherfucked his way to O-Rock.
So anyway, thank you for the insight.
Yeah, no problem.
We are now going head-to-head with them. And starting Monday. And
all right, swing for these, News Junkie. Sorry,
it was a little bit of an outburst. We're trying to have a friendly competition.
Oh,
with
friendly,
them.
Okay.
Not the standard, Bubba, I'm going to write a song about you, call your wife a whore, you suck, let's fight, let me call you live on the air. No, none of that. In fact, I actually am friends with Russ, the morning guy, and I'm going to continue to be friends with him. You can be friends with your competition, can't you?
Well, I mean, I know that before I left Garabo, I think that him and Russ were cool, and they hated each other, I think, you know, possibly more than...
I think Russ has made amends with a lot of people.
Yeah, I know.
And I have as well.
I've heard good things. I've only heard good things about him.
Yeah, he's a good dude. And we're going to be going against him.
And
it's going to probably freak him out, the fact that he probably can't talk about me, but I'm allowed to talk about him.
Can I say something since we're going to be in Orlando?
Yeah.
That's English Estates Elementary School, South Seminole Middle School. Shout out to Maitland, Castleberry, Altamont Springs. You know, I grew up there, Bubba. I think the people are going to really latch on to that.
Fantastic that you're somewhat of a native.
That's right, I am.
When did you move to Tampa?
1995.
No, at what age?
13.
13.
Yeah, so I was there from between the ages of 2 and 13.
Really?
Yeah. So I saw those fucking streets, man.
Where in I lived in Altamont Springs when I was on XL 106.7.
My dad had dry cleaners, Altamont dry cleaners. So that was across from the Altamont Mall, but we lived in Maitland, so.
All right, just down the road.
English Estates Elementary School. Shout out. And then I went to South Seminole, baby. I mean, I was the damn treasurer at my elementary school, Bubba. I mean, I'm well known
the
in
treasurer.
Orlando.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, how much
don't
money?
Say
how
what
much
you're about
shit,
to say.
Fuck boy. Don't downplay that my accomplishments in life.
I'm not downplaying nothing.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You both were like, oh, treasurer.
I didn't say that.
How do you know how to count in fourth grade?
Well, how? I mean,
no, he was probably, I thought he was going to make a Jew joke, dude.
No, what I was going to say is, like, I was going to ask until you got until such a fucking dick, is that, like, what does a treasurer in elementary school do?
I don't remember my job.
Manages the money, obviously.
Yeah.
The PTA money that, whatever.
I went to meetings, Bubba, okay? I was there, and, you know, it taught me about money and when you have any and when you don't.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good insight
and it
there.
It probably taught you about having money is good.
It said having money is definitely a good thing, especially when you can get money from other people and just give it to you.
Or you know, shake people down.
That's
or something
right.
Like that.
Shake down Willie. So, yeah. So, what I'm saying is I've got a lot of street cred over there in those parts, Bubba.
Oh, great. I'm gonna need it.
I know you are.
Is Bob Costas talking some shit about Donald Trump?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's a lib guy?
I don't know. I didn't know. I thought he was just pretty much.
I thought he was just an Olympics guy.
Yeah.
I think that we won't be talking about these unity issues, you know, in 5 months.
Well, I think it's always interesting, Lisa, to look at what the mainstream media is doing when they talk about Trump supporters and the way that they are handling.
So I think Trump was on CNN. I mean, I'm sorry, not Trump. Costas. Now, you know, I've been interviewed by Bob Costas. I've met Bob Costas. I was interviewed by Bob Costas.
Yes, you were.
Bob Costas was hitting on my wife very uncomfortable.
No, he doesn't hit on wives.
Okay.
Like, what did he say?
Like,
he's non-binary.
Heather was in the green room, and it was just, you could tell, I mean.
What'd he say? Look at those fucking titties.
Is he doing no bra jump rope?
No, it's just that he really gravitated to her.
Who the fuck wouldn't, man?
Yeah, she's a fucking hot bitch.
Anybody with a couple of beanbags would gravitate towards her.
I mean, he probably wish he was your best friend.
Brother?
Just be quiet.
Sorry.
Supporters.
You have to be in the throes of some sort of toxic delusion and in a toxic cult to believe that Donald Trump has ever been, in any sense, emotionally, psychologically, intellectually, or ethically, fit to be president of the United States.
I mean, he might be. He's probably right on that. You know what? Bob Costas is probably right on that. But what's the alternative? Right?
Yeah.
So from sports to saying that Trump's...
Yeah, I absolutely. And you bitches trying to break this down as a bad thing? Stop. He's Bob Costas. He's very eloquent. He's very smart. He's a very good communicator, and he's probably right. So don't break his shit down. Hold on. Bob Costas will own you if he had a chance to talk to you.
I sent your interview with him.
Yeah, but the irony of this is, let's say Nikki Haley did get the nomination, which she's not going to.
See, I think she's cute as hell. This chick is cute as fuck.
You don't
think
she's wearing too much makeup?
Turning the same
she has to.
Yeah, I think she is wearing too much makeup, but I can see where under that...
It's part of the biz, I guess.
Under that makeup could probably be a pretty hot, natural chick.
Right?
Hope
remember,
so.
they called John McCain racist. Mitt Romney was a sexist. Basically, if you're a Republican, you have a target on your back. So, you know, look, they're going to criticize Donald Trump, but...
All right, enough of all that bullshit. Fuck off.
I sent you your Bob Costas when that I think it was the lady and that black guy, Leonard or whatever his name was, kind of came at you.
Oh, yeah, they came at me hard.
With their sweet whispers.
Hold on here. Let me see here.
Careless whispers.
I got something coming your way too, Spongebob.
Going for it as opposed to... Halftime show and continuing with the FCC's crackdown on indecency.
He aged well, you know.
Obviously. A trend marked by a decrease in civility and increase in vulgarity in our society has become a hot topic. And as witnessed by this clip from exiled radio host Bubba the Love Sponge, perhaps for good reason.
8:48, 12 in front of the top of the hour. Now, what kind of tricks are you going to do? Well, then go ahead and leave. You big get out of here. White trash Atlanta, Georgian bunch of
now, here they are.
Top form.
Now look up, and Bob Costas is so upper crust, blue blooded, prim and proper, do things by protocol, don't. You know, he's just very accredited.
Why'd
very,
that bitch leave?
Because I asked her. I asked her to show
white
her boobs. Hold on. So, Seth, she was there to promote her appearance at Deja Vu.
Okay.
Now, Deja Vu is a fully nude place.
Yes,
and
sir.
She's appearing there that night.
Yeah.
Because
she's a stripper. And she's like not only a stripper, but she's a feature stripper, okay, where they pay you a little bit more because you have, you know, I don't know, you had sex with three black guys and some triple X movies, so you're a triple X star.
Maybe do a little softcore. That's going to be on Showtime.
What's this, Lummy? What did you send me here?
Oh, this is good, Bubba. This is Charleston White now, the guy who gives very strong opinions, who's in the movie with Alex Stein, and they try to jam him up on why he supports Donald Trump.
I'm a diehard Trump supporter. In my household, you got Martin Luther King, you got Jesus, and you got Donald Trump.
Wait a minute. Is he cross-eyed?
Not in that particular order, but yeah, you got Martin Luther King, Jesus, and Donald Trump.
Why you got Donald Trump? Now, I'm straight Democrat, but I'm for the best person.
Yes, sir.
Now, why you got Donald Trump?
Because I paid attention in school when I was a kid, and so I know the true history of both the Republican and Democratic Party. I know that they really didn't switch during the Nixon Southern strategy, that one became more clever than the other in dealing with black people.
He's actually pretty much right on this deal.
Yeah.
We the Democrats, we got away. We were the Republicans' friends. We were their friends, but we were the Democrats. When you look at the origins of the Ku Klux Klan, it originated out of the Democratic Party.
The Ku Klux Klan.
It did.
He doesn't know that.
Every civil rights legislation that ever has been passed in this country was authored, written, sponsored, and voted on 100% by Republicans and not Democrats. Every civil rights legislation.
Well, what you gonna do?
So let me ask a question about Trump. Right. So as a kid, I remember being 6, 7 years old and seeing Donald Trump receiving an award with Muhammad Ali, Rosa Parks, from the NAACP. Not only that, he engaged and interacted in our culture from the 80s throughout the 90s and even the 2000s, from rappers to Michael Jackson.
I mean, that doesn't count.
So when we looked out into our culture, his face appeared many, many times. So for me to grow up now and then hear the media.
I got to tell you, I watched the We Are the World, the making of the We Are the World Netflix special, and it'll give you a whole new appreciation for Michael Jackson.
Really? In what way?
And because he did most of the work. All these other stars just said that they would show up, but he and Quincy Jones and Lionel Richie did the most of the work. And
that's because he had to get home because he had kids the fuck that were riding his Ferris wheel, Bubba.
Kids a babysitter, hey?
He's a babysitter.
We're just gonna have this.
I will tell you, man. It's. I wouldn't say
back to the fantasy range.
I wouldn't say it's a must watch, but I would recommend it highly.
Is it better than Unhinged or on par?
Far more informative.
Because before the media starts saying,
and they only invited Sheila Easton or Sheila E. or whatever her name was, who was the percussionist of Prince, because they wanted Prince, and Prince told them no. So they figured if they got his hot drummer, that he would come, and he still didn't come. And then once she figured out she was being played, she left.
Nice.
And then there was another dude. Oh, yeah, Merle Haggard. Because you got to understand, it took him like 12 hours to do this in the middle of the night. And Merle Haggard left. And then Ray Charles left and said, you guys can just dub me in later. And they did.
Because he had your heroin.
Yeah.
And he was racist. I never heard a black leader say it. I never heard my grandmother say it. I never heard no one even mention anything bad about him other than rappers giving him praise in over 300 to 600 rap songs. So for the media to say, oh, he's racist, I knew they were playing con on us. And I can remember when America was great. I can remember when black children could play outside all day long and you didn't hear about kids being kidnapped. You didn't hear about drive-by shooting.
Why you wanted Trump had it?
I mean,
this guy, he sits on the toilet, he smokes blunts, he talks shit to people, he calls them cracker, he calls them pink-toed motherfucker. I had to look that up, you know, so there is that.
I love this guy.
He's been on the sign a lot.
I love this guy a lot. Here's my Bob Costas.
Oh, yes.
Seth, not a lot of radio guys can say that they were interviewed by Bob Costas.
They sure as fuck can.
I mean,
discuss that particular piece of entertainment, or at least what it represents, as well as the greater issue of the general coarsening of our society.
We realize that the audio is not good. It's the best we got. Look at that. Fucking frosted tips.
Glad you dressed up for it.
Yeah, I know. I like the
is
shirt.
Bubba the Love Sponge, which happens to be his legal name.
And Frosted Tips.
His legal name.
Joining him on our panel, Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist for the Miami.
And now listen to how the accolades that each of these people have, and it's just me. So this guy has won a Pulitzer Prize, and he writes for Miami.
Harold Leonard Pitts, Time Magazine writer and commentator Joel Stein, and filmmaker, lecturer, and former model Dr. Gene Kilborn.
Former model? What, from the 10th?
Well, they're probably all on OnlyFans right now.
From the 1800s?
Yeah. Let's start with Leonard Pitts. First of all, congratulations on the Pulitzer.
Thank
because
you
it's
very much.
It's very recent. This issue has been out there for quite some time, but it really came to
a head.
Why
are you guys so fucking close?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jeez Louise.
I'm just like leaning in.
Get a bigger table.
Your reaction.
It seemed to me to speak to the shallowness, the general artificiality of the whole idea of shocking the public these days. It was
what about shocking the
public?
And I should have stopped and said, what the fuck do I have to do with any of that?
You were nervous as shit, I could tell.
I started pitting out.
Pitting out?
I mean,
what
hold on. Wouldn't you be nervous if you were in this setting? Wouldn't you be nervous?
No, I don't think so. It looked like you were on trial, Bubba. You're in a fucking Packers sweatshirt talking about, you know, tantalizing entertainment, you know?
You started talking at 3:07.
Titillating. Sorry.
Yeah, let's skip to the good part. Bubba chimes in.
You and this bitch got into it, didn't you?
I don't think so much of it's shocking. It's so boring. I mean, it is such a cliche, unoriginal, predictable, sterile.
My show is not predictable, and my show is not sterile. I'll tell you that right now.
But it's not very original in terms of it's
this guy's like the honky tonk man.
Fucking, I'm not offended so much of it's shocking. It's so boring. I mean, it is such a cliche,
predictable,
unoriginal, banal. Predictable,
my show is not predictable, and my show is not sterile. I'll tell you that right now.
But it's not very original.
I think they called it banal.
It's taking this cliched approach to sexuality. There is stereotyping women. Contempt for women.
No.
You're the American version of the Taliban.
No,
Bubba.
I am the American version of the Taliban.
What? You're the American version of the Taliban.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say? That you're the American
version of the Taliban.
Stupid.
She called me the goddamn Taliban. Listen.
My show is not predictable and my show is not sterile. I'll tell you that right now.
But it's not very original in terms of it's taking the most cliched approach to sexuality that there is. Stereotyping women. Contempt for women. You're the American version of the Taliban, Bubba.
I love naked chucks. I don't burn them.
I am the American version of a 38-year-old man, and when men stop being
men, hear
me out. When men stop being men and men stop making fun of each other, when Bob and I go on the golf course and he dibs a shot off and I say, Bob, that was a real bad shot, wow. But instead I'm going to say, Bob, that really sucked.
But not all 38-year-old men are
men. You don't know how men get together, we talk about sports.
Oh, God, help us if that's the way you talk about
we have a small humanistic side to ourselves, and when we stop being hypocrites here and act like what we truly do.
Let me interrupt. You may represent a certain slice of American manhood. You certainly don't represent the prime cut.
Sick burn by
Bob. I appreciate your criticism. What I'm trying to say is I represent a non-hypocritical man who's willing to say what's on his mind and not willing to be
purveyors of trash always characterize those who object as elitist, and people who want to think that fart sounds are free expression always try to cast it as an honesty issue. If you were really honest, you would just blurt out in public whatever occurred to you 100% of the time. That's not honesty. That's infantile.
Bob, hold on. I do that on my show. And the thing about it, Bob, is I have a third of the men 18 plus listening to my show.
I cannot claim to be even partially familiar with your entire oeuvre. However, among your highlight segments was one featuring a man hanging a 25-pound weight over his penis and a play-by-play description. What was your call? Do you believe in miracles? Another segment.
Hey, Bubba. I got to be honest with you. If this interview happened today,
I'd be a star.
You'd be a fucking. You would be a damn hero off
yes,
this.
Yes, exactly.
Trump would invite you to speak at this next rally.
I know.
If this was in 2024,
I know.
Guests and callers discussing oral sex. One in which you sacrificed a virgin on Easter Day, inviting a male 18 years old to have sex with an 18-year-old virgin, and sent a producer to watch and give the show a real-time play-by-play.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, that is not about sexuality. That's about degradation.
Okay, Bob.
Well, Bob, you can say what you want. It's also about entertainment. I have toned my show down a lot. I have.
Oh, Christ.
I have structured my show differently.
Just
he used to be a 50-pound weight, so she said.
They're just 25.
And you know, boy, it's amazing how Fear Factor can have. My show is South Park meets Jackass, and that's what my show does. And if it didn't work, Bob, and these bits were that offensive, well, they were offensive because you know what? I no longer have a job in terrestrial radio.
Oh shit!
Was that before Howard?
This was about the Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake.
This was right after I got fired from Clear Channel for the indecency stuff.
But you're still getting paid, so everything was all right.
Yeah, for 3 more years.
You're being very real. Nice. I am. I'm real.
Actually, this is too much about you as an individual. We want to talk about the larger issue. Leave sexual.
All right, I'm the only fucking entertaining guy here.
Duality aside for a moment, are you at all troubled by the tone of mean-spiritedness that's out there? You know, ad hominem attacks passing for commentary, that sort of thing.
You know, I barely pass in a generation that's just older than kids now. Not because I'm so young. There was a shift in the culture. My sister's 8 years older than me. I remember talking to her and her friends in high school, and they're all calling each other bitch. I was like,
yeah,
people don't do that. That's horrible. These are mean kids. And then I sat with them longer, and I realized, well, that's a weird kind of thing in the culture that people are doing that. It makes me uncomfortable. But they're not mean kids. They're nice kids.
You guys think I'm a fucking snowflake?
Yeah.
I want to see what this guy's Twitter's about.
And tougher, but not meaner.
One of the issues you've written about is the issue of dignity. Mm-hmm. And by dignity,
what does that mean?
You nor I mean...
How do you want to spell that?
Solemnity, sobriety, humorlessness. A person can have no idea what salad fork to use or any social convention. You know, a farmer in a dusty field can have dignity. And a man in a mansion can have none.
Right.
And there's too little dignity in this society, in the best sense of that term.
Yeah, there's too little dignity, and there's too much of a willingness to give away your dignity, have the sense of self-worth that allows him to say.
You know, I chime back in. Let me hear you.
No, I'm not gonna. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
You know, Bob, in the day and age of reality-based everything that we're doing now, and including some of your promos for HBO when you're walking on the streets trying to be an average kind of guy, whether it's real, how you really act or not, mm-hmm. You know, Americans appreciate people being real. And if that's
so, that's where you like me in the promo.
I used to like you a lot more than I do now.
Oh shit!
But let me just tell you,
God, I was worried. I think with counseling and with time, we'll be all right.
Right. Counseling is always a good thing.
Yeah.
So listen to me. But you know, within the day and age of what America does appreciate is all these people on TV and all these people that are being real for once, that are not being...
I was way ahead of the reality TV curve here.
Yeah.
These propped up, made up, behind the lights, plastic people.
You think reality shows are real?
No.
Doesn't pop culture always basically suck? I mean, the mainstream of pop culture is basically banal and stupid, and this is what young people enjoy.
Oh, Bob, we're getting old. That same question about you.
I told Bobby he's getting old.
You guys need to really, really.
But it is different now. It really is. It's gone further.
And also,
it's such a fucking weird setup.
And the behavior of kids has changed now, too. When I have a 16-year-old daughter, I'm surrounded by teenagers. I know the kind of things that go on, the kind of things that are happening with girls, for example, who are made to feel terrible about their bodies. They're cutting themselves. They're starving themselves. They're
Because of all the emphasis on flaunting their sexuality. Let's get her on the show.
She's like my Aunt Barbara.
She's probably dead. No.
Joe Stein has got 716,000 followers on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah. Living in L.A.
Hey, maybe we should have him back on and say, hey, Bubba was going through some of his old shit and saw when you and him appeared on the Costas show and just want to do a little catching up. How y'all doing out there?
Yeah, yeah. Let's
we could get a little rub off his 765.
What year was that again?
2004.
Oh wow,
that would have been
20 years ago.
Yeah, this would have been because the Janet Jackson issue, the Nipplegate, was in the Super Bowl of 2004, and Congress immediately organized.
Yeah,
this whole big.
That was a great year.
Well, me, the regular guys, and Howard Stern are the only three.
They took
a television thing and turned it into a radio witch hunt.
Yes.
They really did.
I believe you.
I mean, there was no I don't think that Justin Timberlake or Janet Jackson got banned from any or fired from any television
radio
gig
label?
Or anything like that. Right? I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't know that. I think CBS paid a little bit of a fine, I think.
Yeah.
And I got fired.
Nice.
What else is going on between you guys?
Oh.
Well, we were talking about
Seth,
that.
Have you seen the podcast table?
Yeah.
Was it here last week?
Yeah, I've seen the podcast table.
Oh, okay.
How's your concussion doing?
I'm a little worried about you. What do you mean? What do you mean you're worried about me?
What, I can't be worried about you?
Yeah, you can.
Does that make you mad?
No, but...
Is that the sign of, you know, dementia?
No. You shouldn't worry about me at all. You should never, ever, after you leave this building, ever think about me or worry about me.
I can't think about you?
No.
What, are you the thought police?
No, but like, you shouldn't worry about me.
Okay. I won't worry about you anymore.
Yeah, don't. You have nothing. There's nothing to worry. I'm doing good as fuck.
Did you see Cam Newton getting jumped?
Yeah.
Did you see Cam Newton fight off seven dudes?
That was fucking awesome.
It's like, don't fuck with me. I'm Cam Newton. I'm still 6'5", 260, okay?
There was one of they were
still bigger than the average human being times two.
They found a clip of one of the guys that was talking shit the day before, and he was a big motherfucker, and it was the guy that Cam Newton had by the hair that he was just dragging around.
Yeah, he was like whipping him around like a little bitch boy.
Man, everybody thinks you see a guy in a hat like that and you can go fuck with him? I mean, come on, man. It's Cam Newton.
Listen, man, I don't think you should fuck with anybody just because, you know, I mean, is the law, the gun laws are so loose in so many different states between open carry.
Well, that was Georgia, I think, right?
Concealed carry. I mean, there's some states where you can literally walk in and have a gun on your hip.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Georgia's probably one of them, I'm guessing.
So you just don't fuck. You don't really know.
Why do you need three?
Fuck around and find out.
Why? What's the strategy of going, I need three guys to jump this one guy? Like, what? I don't understand.
To go viral?
Is that what it was?
I don't know. I don't know their motives, but.
I mean, I can't think that Cam Newton needs to go viral, but the people jumping him probably need to go viral?
Oh, of course.
And it did.
The one dude who was talking shit was like mad that Cam Newton was like beat him in high school football or something like that. I mean, like these guys were mad, it seemed like, for no reason.
Yeah, I mean, to go viral.
Well, hopefully Cam Newton gets a job out of the deal. I think he deserves one.
Speaking of jobs, that's not one I would want to have on the screen.
What's that?
Oh, you're gonna talk about that.
Oh yeah,
I was gonna talk about this. I mean, that's pretty funny. I mean, it's hilarious.
I mean, and but it's not. All right, so here's what I'm talking about. Memphis mom busted for child neglect. Pics of daughters waxing adults. So
first off, why are there photos of this?
Yeah, first of all, this is child neglect. Like this is child abuse all day.
I don't think so.
Okay. Are the people that she's waxing, this little, what is she, a 5 or 6 year old girl?
I think
she,
that.
Yeah, I think she was 4.
Okay, so a girl that she's waxing, there's pictures of, this looks to like to be a man. Is this a man?
No, it's her mom that she's waxing, I thought.
Oh.
Did I read that wrong?
Yeah, I think she...
It's her mom getting waxed by her daughter, who's like 4.
But I think she waxes other people.
The 4-year-old?
I thought so, yeah. I thought that's what the story
Maybe
was.
We ought to read the story.
Yeah.
Here we go. It says, a woman in Memphis was reportedly arrested after allegedly having her young daughter wax the vaginas of adult women. Something she appears to have posted online. Now, one, I got a problem with your 4-year-old waxing anybody.
Because it's hot. It's hot. It could burn the kid.
Two, I got a problem with your adult, your 4-year-old daughter seeing your... I got a problem with your 5-year-old daughter seeing other people's pussies.
Why? Just a human body? You shouldn't be afraid of just a naked human body.
Isn't that
a 5-year-old doesn't need to see pussy.
It's not like the pussy's doing anything. It's not like the pussy's taking a dick. It's just the pussy just being a pussy.
Was she getting paid at least?
I don't
know.
Yeah,
and fucking Cheerios. You know what?
Anna's making some good points, but I have a child, so I can't side with her.
But hold on, we're not talking about it being abuse in a physical way. What type of mental long-term effects could this potentially have?
This is fucking fine. It's fucking... Here's what it is. It's weird, but it's fine.
Hold on, no. I agree with Seth, because I would not want to have Walker waxing some random dudes coming
I'd
in.
Stick. And next thing you know, by the time Walker's 7, he's seen 1,400 dicks.
Instead of tits, he's liking women.
I mean,
Walker, listen.
And then what, you think he's going to be gay, Lummy?
You don't have any kids, Anna, but I don't want my...
So just because you have a kid doesn't mean you're qualified to have one. Yeah, I hate when people use that argument.
Yeah, but I'm more qualified when Tyler...
You have to wait till the kid turns out, then
when
you can
Tyler was
yourself.
5, he had seen 2 dicks in his life.
A lot of people would call you irresponsible for letting a 3-year-old drive a car.
My dick and his own dick.
Oh, okay.
Those are the only 2 dicks my son had seen clear up until probably still...
Well, no, I mean, porno?
Not. Oh, yeah, you're probably right on that.
Well, in changing rooms, but still, I mean, like...
Yeah, and then the NASCAR guys like to all, have a measuring contest before the routes.
What I'm saying is,
the things going on, Memphis is probably the least egregious.
Bubba, could this, and not being serious here, could this just be kind of a lesson of teaching a kid the real meaning of real meaning of a dollar, is what I'm saying. You know, the kid wants ice cream every fucking day, and the mom's like, all right, you're going to have to earn money how I earn money. Waxing pussies, okay? I mean, I don't know. Some people,
I don't know, man. I think there's just
maybe
some
she's
shit.
Like, mommy, I want help. And she's like, all right,
I just
here
think that there's
go.
Some shit that you don't need your kid seeing or doing.
Well, this is obvious.
And strangers and other people's genitalia probably needs to stay off your 5-year old.
It's probably
radar.
Not a good idea, but at least the mother is present. It's not like she's leaving her alone in a room getting fucked. Maybe she is. I don't know.
Bubba, the thing is that not only is obviously she's so dumb to let her kid wax other women.
24 of them in
24. She waxed 20. That's actually a pretty good record.
She's probably the best worker we got.
Best esthetician in the land.
The kid's good, so I don't know. What the fuck? I was going to say, Bubba, so she's got her kid doing this, and then she's stupid enough to film it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what other stupid shit goes on in the world that actually doesn't get filmed. That's like, there's got to be more of this going on. In the country, there's got to be more kids that are waxing adults. This can't be the only one.
Why did you take a picture?
No, I don't think so.
So silly.
This is so not... This is... I don't think there's anybody else doing this.
There's probably people doing weird shit like this.
It looks like she made $600 or $700.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, come on, Bubba. That's good money. We gotta maybe mix that into a $199 little wax session. Maybe from a little person, not a kid. Just to warm us up. Little person wax job. Okay. Mm-hmm. Those crevices, they're not clean. You could get psoriasis.
I think it is a little funny.
It's not.
It's a little hilarious.
Having your 4-year-old see other women's pussies, you cannot slice. How do you slice that as funny?
It's
how do you slice that as funny?
It is. She's seeing these big hairy pussies. She's this little kid, and she's not even fazed by it.
So Bubba, that's the disconnect of where Anna can definitely have an opinion about kids, but that she doesn't have one. So that's why she feels like it's funny. I actually, deep down, I enjoy the, you know, the laughs that we're having on the surface. But when I really start to think about it, you know, I'm horrified, and I want to rescue that kid immediately. And, you know, obviously, I would take a cut of that $700 she's made.
Right.
Listen, kid, I'm going to rescue you, but you're going to get to give me 22 points on that deal.
Yeah, and now, you know, we're going to do proper waxings, but, you know, I'm your pimp, so I need 90%.
And it seems like you're pretty well trained because you're pretty damn good. You had, you know, you made 700 in one day.
Yeah, 24 people in.
I mean, maybe she's just got.
Kid's going to be fucked up when she grows up.
Well, who isn't?
That or she's going to be the most well-rounded, like nothing really bothers her. She's already seen all this stuff before.
Bubba, aren't we all fucked up? None of us waxed any, you know, young woman's pussies when we were kids. And, you know, we're all fucked up sitting here with you, so.
Do you guys remember the first time you saw your mom or sister's pussy?
Yeah. Yeah. No, not the first time.
I remember the first time I saw my nana's.
Was that your mom?
No, it was my nan and my grandma. I saw her big silver bush at Lake Carlton Arms in Lutz. Came out of the shower wearing a shower cap and just that silver bush, and I was just fucking, I just didn't know what hit me, man.
Hey, hold on. I saw my nana's silver bush at Lake Carlton Arms in Lutz.
Yeah, shout out, man.
And I haven't been the same since.
Shout it out, Lake Carlton Arms.
How old were you?
I don't know, 8.
There was this 9. One. I'd seen my mom's, you know, pussy a lot.
Okay.
Was it hairy?
No, but it was the 70s, you know, it was kind of a bush. That's the way it was back in the 70s.
I know.
But I saw my friend's mom's pussy one time, and I jerked off. I mean, like, I had those memories for, like, you know how you see something, Lummy, back when you were...
Yeah, Lummy co-signed.
Before porn,
yeah,
you'd have to come up with an image that you jerked off to.
Yeah.
You know.
We weren't in the era before porn, Bubba. We're in the porn era, you know? So, okay. I mean, we were on the 56K dial-up. Waiting to see LimeWire.
2500.
Yes,
it was 14.4 when I had it, but...
yeah, 2500 when I got it.
You look at the Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
So when I was a kid, like in seventh grade...
Oh, man.
I had a friend whose mom, whose mom was pretty good looking, and they had this rec room that was built into the back. Like they had this back, like porch.
Right.
And you know, some people will turn their back porches into sunrooms, kind of part of the house. Well, they had did that, and so the back room was kind of a sunroom slash where we could put our models together, kind of a rec kind of a deal. It had like a record player and a stereo system, and you know, we would put our little model airplanes together back there on this table. You know, that if you got glue on it, it didn't really matter.
So would you want to launch a paper airplane out of her wazoo or something?
No,
how'd
no.
you see the bush,
but
man?
Their bedroom, which her and her husband's bedroom, which used to face the outside of the house, is now their back window is part of the inside of this room.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she... I don't know if she was masturbating I don't know.
No, well, kids are at the house.
Well, me and her son were in the back putting together models, and he goes to the bathroom, and I'm all by myself, and so I just peek through her window because you know you're not going to peek through it when your buddy's there.
This is why Bob Costas thinks you're a scumbag.
And so I peek through it, and I think she was
fingering herself.
No, I don't think she was fingering
with
herself.
Hairy puss.
She was laying above the
covers,
and nude. And her puss was just so beautiful.
Oh, come on, man.
She just happened to be spread eagle.
There's no way.
Dude, she knew you were looking.
She didn't know I was looking, and she wasn't spread eagle, and she wasn't rubbing it or anything. That's the first time, besides my mom, that I'd seen a real
life. This was a dream. This
was a real life pussy, and then I went home and jacked off to it.
How could you even see her pussy if it was so hairy?
He couldn't see any. He acts like she's just laying there with like her titties out and bush out.
She's masturbating. She spread her hair.
She
parted her hair like the Red Sea and just started strumming the fucking cord.
The majority of moms aren't horny when the fucking kids are at their house.
Right? She saw Bubba and got horny.
Yeah, right.
No, let me in full truthful discovery, in full transparency, she did not know I was looking.
Yeah.
She was not masturbating. Oh. She's like, she just got out of the shower or something, and she was like laying on her bed.
As one does, putting, just wet as shit.
I cannot listen. If I was to be like, you know, over the top, like, oh yeah, she was rubbing her puss out of dildo. No, it was none of that. I just happened to see her. And you're probably right. I probably didn't even see her vagina. I just saw her bush. But that in itself was the first strange, other than my mom's pussy, that I had ever seen. And this woman, my buddy's mom, happened to be hot. Like, she was considered one of the hot moms.
Did you tell your friend that you saw his mom's puss?
I've never said a word to him.
Did you look her up on Facebook now to see maybe how that puss is looking 40 years later?
No, she's probably like seven. Yeah.
Who gives a nice puss is a nice puss, Bubba.
I don't think it's on Facebook
anymore.
I'm sorry,
it's not as sexy as you see in your nana's puss at the Carlton Arms and Lou's.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm just sharing my story here. I didn't all of a sudden, like, you're drawing up some erotica for children where you're like, oh, my buddy went pee, and all of a sudden I peep in the window, and there's this hot mom just stroking it out to town.
I did not say that.
Just winking at me.
I just said she was laying on the bed with her puss hanging out. That's it. She wasn't touching it. She didn't know I was there. I wasn't jacking my dick. She wasn't rubbing her. Puss.
Did you ever look through the window before?
She didn't have, no.
The first time you looked through the window.
The circumstances were never in the perfect equation.
Did she have nice tits?
Yeah, she had nice tits too.
But she did. Was she fondling them?
She had a bra on.
Oh.
And I think that she was putting her panties on, and I just happened to, for the little
bit. Always put my panties on when I'm lying on my bed.
I cannot explain why she was in the particular position she was. I'm just being honest about the first time I saw a stranger's pussy besides my mom. I saw my mom's pussy all the time. My mom would go like from the bathroom to her bedroom with no clothes, their hair up, and she'd be dried off, and she'd have her hair up in a towel
and fluffed up,
and then her puss was just hanging out.
What about Tara's?
I don't think I've ever seen Tara's pussy.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, he just peed on her back. He didn't see the front.
Well, I mean, I've seen Tara's pussy when she was 4 or 5.
Yeah, that's okay, just a little monkey.
Her little monkey.
Okay.
But not her pussy.
I've not seen her pussy. Like I don't think I've seen Tara's pussy since it had
the
ability.
Well, I might see it next weekend.
Since it had the ability to grow hair.
Doing brunch.
All right, Bubba. I think it would be better if the pussy talk was when she had hair. I'm very uncomfortable with you
I've
only seeing her when she was 4.
I've never seen my sister's pussy when it had hair.
Oh, my God.
Pre-hair.
It still sounds
I'm
so
sorry.
Weird,
I've
right?
never seen my sister's pussy when she was of the age to grow hair and older.
This is not good.
And older.
This is getting worse.
I've never seen my sister's pussy outside of being a kid.
I'll let you know what it looks like.
When we were kids, and little girls, they're just little monkeys. They're just little, there's nothing there.
Oh, fuck, man.
I mean, like,
this is worse when he called me Jew Boy last week on the podcast. Yeah.
Shut up. Yeah. Lummi, did you ever see your sister's pussy?
I don't have a sister.
Oh.
Would you want to see it before it had hair?
We're not pretending.
What about your mom's puss?
Have you seen your mom's puss?
No, I just saw...
Never saw your mom's puss.
He's lying.
That's sad.
Seth saw Nana's puss.
I saw my mom's bush, but I never could see her vagina.
Yeah, I think that counts.
I've seen a lot of pussy.
Yeah, well, hold on. I think that's something that we all need to understand. That's what we mean.
Okay.
I've never seen the inside of my mom's puss or my sister's puss. We just saw at a distance the hair, the pubic mound of the puss.
It was
like
a big
Nana.
Mound.
I'm sure Nana at Lake Carlton Arms didn't kick it out wide and show the labia.
No, she was out of the shower and the bush was boom right there.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, it was silver and wiry. Yeah,
yeah.
Hell yeah! I saw my bubby's bush.
So when did you see your mom's bush, Lummi?
When I was about 5, when I saw my mom and dad having sex.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Was she riding them reverse cowboy for you to see the whole bush?
Were they fucking?
Yeah, he was on top.
And he was fucking?
Yeah, that's when I peeked over in the window and saw him fucking.
And he saw you saw him?
Well, my mom first saw me and said, go away. And I ducked.
Position.
Yeah, well, I ducked down. I think he was in the gorilla position, but I ducked.
You got beat.
Your dad didn't stop.
Yeah, I got beat, yeah. Because then my mom says, go away. And I ducked down for a minute, and then I wanted to see it. I don't know. Your dad beat
you with his dick.
Did your dad beat the fuck out of you?
With the hose, yeah.
Yeah.
Did
they keep
and going? Then he turned,
and then when I looked back up, my dad saw me. And when I ducked back down again, and I looked back up, my dad was gone. My mom was sitting there shaking her head no. And I looked
and
to my right, my dad
corner,
was around the corner.
He put his underwear and t-shirt on and came and whipped that fucking ass, didn't he?
To be honest, I don't even think he did that. I think he came out butt naked.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it was because it was in the backyard.
And then once to commence to beating your fucking ass
with a hose.
You got your ass beat while your dad's fucking wiener was hanging or going right around the farm.
Yeah, and I don't know if they went back to doing it, but that fucking shit hurt.
Did you cry? I did.
Fuck yeah. No. Oh man, that fucking hose!
Anna, when's the first time you saw your mama's pussy?
Well, at least we saw pussies without getting beaten down, yeah. Bubba.
And I saw my dad's dick flopping.
Because we weren't being deviant about it. He was trying to Nummy was being weird about it. Like, you know, you should have just left.
I didn't know. I was five.
I know. You should have known that's something you don't need to be looking at. When your parents tell you to leave, go away, that means you leave, go away.
No, but at the time,
or get an ass whipping.
Hold on, yeah, at the 5-year-old, I'm like, oh, what's going on so bad here? Let me see what's going on.
Daddy's really beating up mama.
Yeah.
And did then you like
daddy
what you
beat
saw?
Me down.
All right. So now, Anna, the same question to you.
Oh, I mean, like, I saw my mom's puss all the time. We would shower together until a certain point. I think I started making comments about her body, and then she was like, okay, we're done with this gimmick.
Don't we need to ask her about the dicks that she's seen? Like,
mine?
Since we had to ask about our like, yeah, does she ever see
Oh, yeah.
When's the first, did you ever see your dad's cock?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had some questions.
No, listen, we're being, and see, that's how good we are. This is, we're being honest with each other. Yes.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I did have some questions about circumcision. I didn't understand quite what it was or what a bris was. And my dad was, this sounds really creepy, but it's like, come on, it's just my dad. Okay. And he was just like, all right. And he like just showed me like where they make the incision. On him.
Did they not have the internet or any encyclopedias back
Dude,
then?
I was like five or something. I don't know. My dad's like, see this? This is where they make the incision. And I was like, why did they do that? And he was like, oh, it's for cleanliness. You know, whatever bullshit they tell you.
So your dad whipped out his dick and showed you in a medical type
yes,
of
yes, he did.
Well, like, that's a little weird.
Yeah, like a science experiment.
That's whatever,
weird.
Dude.
No, not whatever, dude. That's weird. That's
did you ever see your dad's dick?
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah,
see, exactly.
But hold on. My dad, I'd see my dick when we were at in the garage and he wanted to piss down the drain.
Okay,
I used to swim naked with my whole family.
See,
and
there
my dad
you go.
Would butt his dick and he'd piss in the drain. Then he said, you got to pee? Yeah, we'll get your little bug out and pee down the drain. And my dad had this big hog compared to my little 4-year-old bug. My dad had this big old hog on him.
Nice.
Not much has changed.
But guys seeing your dad's dick is way different than girls seeing your dad's
okay,
dick.
Okay, well, it fucking happened, and I turned out reasonably okay, so fuck you.
I don't know. I've never known any dad to show their daughter
Dude,
their circumcision.
I just wanted to know about circumcision. I was confused. I was like, what do you mean they cut off your part of your dick?
Man.
I was just confused. He's like, it's just the tip here.
I would have just said, you know, we'll learn when you're 10.
It's just the tip.
Oh, my God,
then,
dude.
Then
maybe
whips,
I was 10.
Then your dad whips out
I do
of the
remember
tip
it,
of
though,
dick.
I was like, whoa,
that
geez.
Is not normal, Anna, for your for you to ask about circumcision and then your dad whips out the tip of his dick. That's
well,
not
normal.
Well,
a picture's
normal.
Worth a thousand words, and I guess so is a dick, and I understood very much
wow.
so after that point.
Was
so.
It impressed? Like, do you remember?
It was just kind of like hanging out. I was just like, well,
no
like
wonder you're fucked up.
Fucking please.
No, fucking please.
All right, I'm sorry I wasn't pissing on my sister's back like you, like a normal kid.
Don't try to turn this heat around on me.
Sorry I wasn't masturbating with a shop vac.
Lummy, without her trying to turn this around, on me,
yes.
Just without that, doesn't that seem a little off?
Yes, it does. I never asked my mom to see how they cut her.
Test. I was between the ages of 5 and 10.
Let me just tell you this.
It is one of my first memories.
My sister, who also had a male father like Anna's, never asked my dad.
I didn't know you could have a female father.
Never asked my dad, hey, Dad, you know, where do circumcisions come from? And my dad never whipped out his cock and showed her how it happened. He would just say, you know what? When you go to school tomorrow, go to the library and look it up.
Okay, well, my parents weren't lazy like that, and they wanted me to actually know.
Well, my dad wasn't a fucking pervert like your dad.
Oh, shut the fuck up,
lazy,
Bubba.
Lazy.
That's fucking lazy. My dad's like, here, let me show you. It's a
lazy.
Body part.
There is no... Listen.
Don't call my dad a pervert.
I mean... okay. What is it? Seth.
You know what? I'm going to... Seth. Yes,
fucking
sir.
Weird.
No.
So what?
Seth.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard of such a thing?
He has now.
I, you know, honestly, I thought...
Maybe you Jewish people run a little looser
honestly,
than us.
Honestly, I
thought... White triz.
I thought whacking off in my daughter's bed and falling asleep was was the worst that it could get. But, I mean, here's the thing, though. If she's inquisitive about, uncut cocks and all that... what are you going to do right now? You're going to go online and show some strangers cocks? I mean, I would probably have to show my cock.
Thank you, Seth.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I guess. No, I'm not kidding.
I guarantee you when Little Walker wants to know about vaginas, Ashley's not whipping out her pussy.
Fuck no.
I'm just saying.
I'll fucking go online at that point.
Exactly.
Oh, you're going to show some fucking porn. Strangers pussy?
No, but you can show them drawings of what a vagina looks like and what a penis looks like. You don't got to whip it out and then try to blame that I'm the fucking weird guy. Come on now.
All right, well, listen, I'm...
My sis, I have a sister who was probably inquisitive
Bubba,
about...
you play with your mom's tits.
Don't turn...
You can't turn this around on me and call my family the perverted family.
Bubba.
Please. Bubba, How can it not be?
Can I tell you honestly? I think it's not so much her dad, but more so that she was around the age of 5, 6, 7, wanted to know the difference between, you know, cut and uncut. Like, you know, you're supposed to be worried about your fucking TV shows and...
My Little Pony
and
shit.
Yeah, all that stuff, you know? Nope. And then she's worrying about that, and her parents already thought she was a lesbian at that point, so they probably were like, all right, if we show her this dick, maybe she might get into it.
If we show her this dick, she might get into it.
I'm sorry, that was an outburst.
Wow. I think we've given them plenty of great stuff today. We now have found out the way that Anna Hummel found out about how circumcisions among men go is that her father whipped out his cock and showed her.
Don't forget, Lummy was getting a peep show when he was fucking five.
Lummy got beat within an inch of his nude. Lummy's nude father came into the backyard and physically beat the shit out of Lummy because he refused to stop watching his dad fuck his mom.
Lummy thought he was getting beat with a garden hose, but it was just his dad's dick.
I saw my friend's mom's pussy, and I jacked off to that for years. We've found out a lot of great things today. Seth saw Nana's pussy.
Rest in peace, Nana.
Silver pussy.
From the Bronx.
At the Lake Carlton Arms in Lutz.
That's right.
And Anna,
yeah.
when asking her father about circumcision,
said, come here, kid, let me show you.
Whips out his cock and shows them where they cut it.
You know what, Bubba? We got a debut with this content in Orlando. This is good stuff right here.
All illegal.
Okay, that's a good point.
We'll have exactly one show under our belts.
Blurred lines.
See you tomorrow.